Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Muhammad Ikram, and I'm a PhD student at University of New South Wales. And today, I would talk about the qualitative investigation of bank employees' experiences of information security and phishing attacks. So this is work done by our colleague, and due to certain reasons, they couldn't travel here to present their talk, and I'm going to present their talk today. So for the sake of presentation, I would use the term V to denote or like point to others, and ours and us in this study. So the question is that since we know that information is very critical and crucial for organization, financial organizations such as bank, and they have their concern that how do we help users to learn more about information security so that they can make better decisions. So this is basically the motivation of this paper also, that how can we understand the behavior of users to take more secure decision and work around or like interact with information that is in the bank. So let's have a look at two related work. They try to explain, explore information security in human-computer interaction and computer-supported cooperative work literature. They have tried to understand user characteristic and behavior, and they advocate that if there is information security problem, we can fix that by educating user. However, in this paper, we argue that information, like knowledge, is necessary but not sufficient to help user to take to take an informed decision. And there are like, you know, work in beyond educating the user, there are work they try to leverage upon the cognitive and health psychology. They try to understand the cognitive variable and mental construct to support the behavior of interest, meaning that if there is some sort of victimization or if there is some attacks, how can we use the cognitive variable of users so that we can make a better understanding of that victimization. Similarly, like theories like theory of planned behavior, they try to correlate correlate user attitude and behavior with subjective norms such as social influence and motivation. And what they are arguing is that person's own belief is successive aggregation of multiple variable to multiple variable, and there are theories like protection motivation theory. They try to argue that person's likely to behave if they think that they will able to carry out certain behavior. So they stress about self-efficacy of the user. So they say what this theory tells us about that if the user has more self-efficacy, they try to take action in order to solve any information security issue or like avoid any victimization. And there is a recent study that tried to indicate that self-confidence of users or participants are four times larger predictor of information security behavior. Beyond these mental construct and variables, there is a literature that try to explore that users are often engaged in elaborative deep information processing, and instead they rely on shallow information processing based on simple heuristics such as call authority or urgency cues like social proofs. In this particular case, if a user has if user is given or see an attack like phishing email, they try to, rather than processing it deeply, they try to look into some quick cues like, you know, like typeject email address or like sender's username, and then try to click on it. So this sort of models and this sort of study try to explore, try to argue that user are not extensively doing processing information security or like phishing email, and they may be vulnerable to phishing attacks or information security victimization. So we argue that knowledge is necessary but not sufficient, and users are not deploying knowledge in information security context, specifically like the bank that is under the study. So for this, we devised a user study. We made a questionnaire of 38 items that consist of open-ended and closed-ended questions. We grouped these questions into six different categories: knowledge, attitudes, history, practices, context, and identity. The detail of these groups, group of questions are given in the appendix of the paper. So I recommend to read that for further explanation. So the interviews were conducted via phone with and transcribed, and this was done in Data 61 CSIRO. And each participant was given 30 minutes interview time to ask for the question, for these 38 questions. So this is a little breakdown of the experience level or the role level of these participants in the bank. So in total, we interviewed 18 employees. And here is the detailed breakdown of the responses that we got from the participants. So here, if you can see that some of the responses, like for this knowledge-based, question that are related to knowledge, we ask all questions. Due to time limitation, we couldn't ask all questions. And for the question, we got partial answers. We labeled them as P. We saw some consistent and interesting trends in the first round of interview, and we then tried to use some other question in the second round of interview and ask those questions from six of the bottom-down participants. So let's move to discuss the result that is in the paper. So in total, we have like three major blocks of findings in the paper. And I would try to go in these findings one by one. And here are the very sub-finding within this first category, which is information education and information security education and information sharing. So we find out that majority of the information education in the bank that were in the study that we... majority of the learning was passive, and there was no active learning. Like there were, majority of the learning was consist of some seminar rather than focus on what sort of attack is there and how to deal with those attacks, like phishing attacks. And user also mentioned that they are happy to scan the information in the emails. And they also say that they need to have like very snappy and short, brief description of the victim or like attacks, or if there is any issue with information security. I will try to focus on, in the couple of slides, I will try to focus on detailed description of this fourth finding in this subcategories, which is like communicating after the bad event, like the implication of prior experience. We try to look into whether there is implication of prior experiences involved in communicating with bad events in the bank or not. So specifically, we were interested to know that how have staff reacted to and coped with negative cybersecurity incident in the past. So here are the questions that we asked from the user, from the participant, and there is an interesting question that we think that relates to participants' past experiences. And the question is that, did you tell anyone about that bad event or not? So here are some response from the user. As you can see, that the first response and the third response are positive, where the user or the participant replied that I certainly did communicating that bad events with my colleagues and friends and sort of try to make sure that the people are not getting into it. While the second and the fourth response is basically about... where the participant tried not to communicate with user because of embarrassment or because of, you know, they think that it would badly reflect them. So we can group these responses into two groups, where the first group, you can see that from the left-hand side, the participant in this group tried to communicate with user, told the bad experience with colleagues and friends to avoid that incident. They help others to avoid the problem that they experienced in the past. And also they rated themselves, If we correlate these responses with the knowledge questionnaires, and we find it out that these the participant in this group are highly rated, are highly skillful in what they are doing, and in the second group, we find out that the user did not tell to anyone, and they say that they would reflect badly about themselves, and they also we also see that these are less technically adept user. So from this, we reach to a hypothesis, and that is basically staff with self-image computers are more likely to communicate with others, and reaching out to those highly skilled or high levels of confidence may allow localized champion of change, and hence that would help us in mitigating information security victimization in the bank. Then we look into, we also look into email practices in the bank. Some people, we find out that some people receive high volume of non-relevant content, and we thought that this might be victim to phishing attacks. So here are the questions that we ask from the user. Specifically, we ask this, like, we find out that this question, that roughly how many emails would you receive on average workday? And we think that, we thought that this is indicative of the email practices in the bank. We later on also ask in the second round of interview that do you get a lot of emails that are not relevant to you, or they are trivial or not? So here are some responses from user where they indicated that they receive a lot of email, and most of these emails, they just skim over it and they just file it, and they say that they skim over it and they just read it, not read that deeply. And we find out that majority of these non-relevant emails belong to spams, magazine or information email or marketing email, and some email consist of FYI email. So from this, we find out, we formulated this hypothesis that staff with larger proportion of non-relevant email are more likely to engage shallow processing of inbox items and therefore more likely to click on phishing emails. And next, we focus on user perception of threats and vulnerability and responsibility. I would focus on this one particular finding that the user has lack of vulnerability at work. And this is the question that we ask from the user, that do you feel vulnerable to cybersecurity threat or not? And here are some response from the user. They thought that at work they feel more confident and they are more secure as compared to home. And but they also say that since there are security measure there at bank at work, so that's why they are not worried about their security. And here is one anecdote that conveyed or related to us by a bank security worker involved in a staff member who noticed that a suspicious email that they received in their personal email, they immediately forwarded this email to their professional email address in order to be further investigated at work. So from this, we hypothesize that user with highly visible security practices and institutional emphasis on information security are equated with lower feeling of vulnerability and hence result to risky behavior or less protective actions. So users with the who they think that if there is high security measure at work, they are we thought that and we hypothesized that they are vulnerable to security victimization. This is the conclusion of our work. We try to explore with our study. We try to explore cognitive variable involved in processing phishing emails. We also look into staff perception of information security experiences at home and within organization. And also we look at to that the institutional or the organization environmental and organizational factor has a relationship with information security and phishing attacks. So at the end, these are like some of the hypotheses that we formulated in this paper, and we try to look into those hypotheses with more quantitative measure and try to dig into or try to investigate these hypotheses further in our future work. So that's it with my presentation. Since I'm not the author of this paper, if I can answer some of your questions, I would love to it. If you have some question that I may not answer, you can direct your queries to Shlomo, our colleague at Data61 CSIRO. Yeah, thank you very much.
This is not a question, but could you go back one slide just to, so that, do you mind if I snap a picture of your slide of the conclusion one, the one? Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Can I just take a snap of
Yes, yeah, you can, yeah. I can give you the slides if you like. Yeah.
I was wondering whether you have an idea of what banks can do to, I don't know, better educate their employees.
So the thing is that, you know, like this is ongoing work in Data61. This bank is basically try to educate users by understanding that what is their attitude about the security, how they interact with the systems, and you know, like all these different things. I'm not sure that how the bank would try to educate user more, like since they have like what they were saying that they have information or like education that provide to the user or the participant. But, you know, like, I'm not sure that how they can help and how they can strengthen to educate the participant or the employees to take better decisions at work. I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.